Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, April the 7th, 1985. This is Easter Sunday. We're glad today that we can tell you and give you a message that we serve a living Savior. He's in the world today. He lives within our hearts in the person of the Holy Spirit. We trust this service will be a real uplift in your life as you worship with us around the precious Word of God. We've been looking forward to this day for a few months already. And this time we'd like for our children's choir to come up. Thank God for each one of them and those who work with them. After this, our youth choir is going to sing. Then, the last part of the service, our adult choir is going to be singing.
Thank you. Now when the even was come, he sat down with the 12. And as they did eat, he said, Verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceeding sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? And he answered and said, He that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him. But woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? He said unto him, Thou hast said.
Oh,
Now at that feast the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner whom they would. And they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, Whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas, or Jesus, which is called Christ? For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, Have thou nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said unto them, Whether of the twain will ye that I release unto you? They said, Barabbas. Pilate said unto them, What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all say unto him, Let him be crucified. And the governor said, Why, what evil hath he done? But they cried out the more, saying, Let him be crucified. Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. Then answered all the people and said, His blood be on us and on our children. Then released he Barabbas unto them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head. and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews! And they spit upon him and took the reed and smote him on the head. And after that, they had mocked him, they took the robe off from him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him. And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross. When they were come unto a place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of a skull, they gave him vinegar to drink mingled with gall. And when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. And they crucified him, and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. And sitting down, they watched him there, and set up over his head his accusation written, This is Jesus, the King of the Jews.
Thank you.
crucified with him, one on the right hand and another on the left. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads and saying, Thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests, mocking him with the scribes and elders, said, He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God. The thieves also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in his teeth. Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, This man calleth for Elias. And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. The rest said, Let be. Let us see whether Elias will come to save him. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost.
Thank you.
in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay.
Mary came unto the tomb of Jesus. The stone was moved, and he had gone away. The angel said, Fear not, I know who seek ye. But he is risen, this ye heard him say.
Tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word.
Jesus, my Lord.
And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
Thank you.
day that passes by, and I listen to the sounds upon my ear. I can't help but keep a watch toward the eastern sky, and I wonder if the trumpet will be the next sound that I hear. What a beautiful day for the Lord to come again. What a beautiful day for Him to take His children home. Oh, how I long to see His face and to touch His nail-scarred hand. What a beautiful day for the Lord to come again. All my earthly disappointments and my trials here below fade away when I remember His last words. He said He'd return and receive His children unto Him. And I'm longing to look upon the face of my own. What a beautiful day for the Lord to come again. What a beautiful day for Him to take His children home. Oh, how I long to see His face and to touch His nail-scarred hand. What a beautiful day for the Lord to come again. What a beautiful day for the Lord to come again. What a beautiful day for Him to take His children.
For just a short message, and it will be short. You've heard God's Word read and these beautiful songs sung. They've told the message of Easter. We have a living Savior. One who, the Bible says in Hebrews, He ever liveth to make intercession for us. And today He is praying for you and for me. That's one of the jobs, you might say, that Jesus has right now. You're in the church age. He is at the right hand of God, making intercession for us. Brother P.H. Combs read a poem in one of the homebound classes Friday that I want to read to you. The death of our Savior is the name of it. Easter is the day that we hold so dear. May our hearts rejoice all throughout the year. What a cruel laugh, how could it be, when Christ gave His life just for you and me. He gave His life freely. It was a bitter pill for the sake of His Father, that He might do His will. As we assemble here on this Easter day, let us not forget our Lord and not forget to pray. Jesus gave His all, no matter what the cost, for the sins of the world upon the rugged cross. A poem that Brother Combs wrote. We have a living Savior today. Luke's account of the resurrection, it says they found the stone rolled away. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And I've got in my Bible a word written right out from that. Hallelujah. They found not the body of Jesus. He was alive. It would have been tragic had they found the body of Jesus. But they found not his body. And then one of the angels said to the ladies at the tomb, it says, and as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? Why seek ye the living? Jesus was not among the dead. He was living. He is not here, but is risen. Today, my friend, I wonder, does Jesus live in your heart? Is he there? Has he taken up permanent residence in your life? Can you say today, I know him? I know what you're talking about. I know the Lord. Paul said in that wonderful Philippians 3:10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. You can know him today. The Bible says in one place we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that is born of God is born of love, for God is love. Our hearts today should be overrunning with love for people. Because as we love people, we show our love for God. And I wonder, is your love for God what it should be? In fact, our vertical relationship is the most important. Our relationship between us and God. If our love for Him is what it should be, then our love for each other is going to be what it should be. Do you know the Lord? The messages of these songs have been, why seek ye the living among the dead? What a wonderful Savior we serve. Our choir is going to sing our invitation hymn today that says, must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? My friend, I'm glad that Jesus, the Bible tells us in verse we had in Sunday school last Sunday, and he, bearing his cross, went forth to be crucified. As our choir sings the invitation hymn, they'll sing all the stanzas straight through. If you're here today without Jesus, there's no better time than to make your peace with God on this Easter Sunday. The Lord loves you. And he has a wonderful plan for your life. Whatever your decision is today, let us know about it and rejoice with you as our choir sings our invitation hymn.
Thank you.
glad today that you and I can take up our cross, the Bible says, daily. Jesus said, if any woman would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. I'd like for Debbie to play a stanza or two of Just As I Am as we bow our heads in prayer. I believe there's someone in this audience today who needs to place their faith in the Lord. Why not right now come to know Jesus? Come just as you are. The Lord will give you eternal life. He'll wash your sins away. How about that? She plays another stanza. Trust this service has been a blessing to you. That's the prayer I know of our choir and our children and youth choirs and those who work with them. It's our prayer that your heart has been uplifted during this service and that you'll leave lighter, spiritually speaking, that you've cast all your cares upon the Lord. I know this, the Lord's going to be with you if you know Him. He says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. We'd like to encourage you to be back for our evening services tonight at 6 o'clock and 7. Don't forget our service over at the nursing home at 2 o'clock. We hope to have quite a few of our people to go over there to sing for those dear people and to lift up their spirits. Brother Tom, would you come and lead us in closing prayer, please?
Our dear Heavenly Father, again, we're thankful for this beautiful day that you've given us. We thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us daily. We know, Lord, we fail to appreciate, Lord, and realize what you really do for us. We thank you for saving us, Lord. We thank you for all the joy that we receive, Lord. We know it's from you. Thank you for this service this morning, Lord. We pray that if there's anyone here, Lord, that don't know thee, Lord, that they won't leave here before, Lord, accepting thee. Lord, we thank you so much for the word that's been brought out in music, Lord, and the word that's been read. Thank you for Brother James, Lord. We pray now that as we leave here that you'll be in the midst, Lord, and be with us wherever we go. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.